Good morning, everyone. This is Gary Kay, and you're listening to a special edition of my Rants and Raves podcast. We're talking about ISC. One of the biggest exhibitors at ISC is always Christy Digital, and I have Carl Johnson, the product management and business development manager at Christy. Hey, Carl, how are you?
Good, excellent. Happy to be here.
Well, Christy is, in addition to making, a complete line of LCD and DLP-based projectors, and you launched the MicroTiles LED last year. By the way, that was hugely successful. In fact, it has what we're going to talk about today integrated inside of it. The MicroTiles LED has the Christy Terra, which is an SDVOE AV over IP system integrated right into it. And that's going to be a central focus of your stand at ISE this year, right?
Yeah, this year's the Christy booth will have a very much prominent exhibit that includes MicroTiles LED, and I'm sure you'll end up covering that and speaking with the rest of the Christy team more about that. And as you said, the Christy MicroTiles, we have input controllers for the Christy MicroTiles that will interface directly to a 10 gig Ethernet SDVOE system.
Yeah, and that's key because 10 gig is the highest resolution AV over IP we have. You've had the Terra system for probably 3 years now or 4 years. How long has it been?
Yeah, it's 3 years. We're coming up on three, yes.
In addition to having it integrated right in the MicroTiles, as we alluded to earlier offline, you also have input cards available for a lot of the projectors so that you don't actually have to have a separate decoder on the other end. Talk about those and sort of what the strategy is ultimately going forward. Is this considered an ecosystem style strategy by Christy, or are they still sort of testing the waters to see which direction AV over IP will go?
Well, yeah, I think you identified it there, Gary, is that, there's an ecosystem at Christy developing with our products to supply solutions, right? And, that's what we come to ISC to see, is to see integrated solutions. And so, our first product that offered direct interfacing to SDVOE was the Terra SDVOE input card for our three DLP projectors. So that's, Boxer, Mirage SST, and so forth, that class of three DLP projectors. And let's just see, we introduced that. That's been shipping this past year, and what we've seen is it's been fun seeing these projects come together with using the input card in the 3DLP projector and direct interfacing to 10 gig Ethernet. That really, now it's kind of, if you think of the future, where's it going? It's happening now. Is that we know that the AV is moving onto the network. We talk about AV over IP solutions. Here we are, simplifying, streamlining AV solutions with less, infrastructure requirements. You end up with less conduit, less devices, less powered devices out near the display and interfacing directly to the projector. So it's been exciting. We've been doing that with three DLP projectors. And, in the near future, there'll be an input card for our, 4K one DLP projectors, HS series that are 4K. And so there'll be more, you're seeing more offerings, as you said at the beginning, we can interface SDVOE directly to the MicroTiles LED displays.
So let me ask you a pretty blunt question that I'm sure people are wondering who are listening, because AV over IP obviously is still an emerging technology. There's no standard. SDVOE sort of become a standard in the sense that you've got 42, I think, companies supporting SDVOE with products now. So it's sort of kind of default standards, much the same way Dante started. But you also have the Ames Alliance that's working on an AV over IP standard using SMPTE 2110. Will we see Christy go outside of SDVOE and maybe do a 1 gig version or even a JPEG 2000 or H.265, 264 solution, or maybe even looking at this SMPTE 2110 option? Or are you firmly in the SDVOE Alliance court?
Well, our solutions are, have a very much an SDVOE focus. I mean, Christy does have H.264 products or Phoenix video processors that work in that environment. So, Christy develops solutions that are appropriate for the AV industry and the application requirements. And, you know, what you're seeing today from Christy is SDVUE products. That's what we're presenting. That's what we've been focused on.
I'm sure you've had questions from the market with regard to, you know, connections to other AV over IP systems. Like, for example, say a university is putting in an entire AV over IP system campus-wide, and they're using a combination of 1 gig and 10 gig products, depending on sort of where the signal's coming from, what the application is. I'm sure you're getting questions about this. I'm sure I'm not the only one asking you. Christy's been pretty aggressive in the way that they've jumped on top of AV over IP. I think you were the first display manufacturer to even adopt AV over IP in any way. So at some point in time, it seems like there's going to have to be an expansion of the Terra line to accommodate some of these other systems that are out there. I know you're probably not going to answer that question, but I know this is sort of a thing that's on everyone's mind right now. I know I get that question asked a lot, actually.
Yeah, well, I mean, the market will mature. There's different classes of products that fulfill different functions, right? SDVOE.
Yeah.
It's strength. It's 10 gig. It's zero frame latency. It's lossless and uncompressed. And so, you know, it's a strong suit for, you know, being the matrix switching solution and beyond. Now, obviously, there's environments where, you know, as you identified, there's lower bandwidth or there's IP cameras that are H.264. You know, the market will mature and SDVOE partners will develop more products and more solutions to fulfill, you know, a broader set of applications. That's, you know, I mean, that's an ongoing maturity and an evolution that happens in every industry. It happens in the AV industry. So, you know, today, when there's projects that, you know, need some IP camera decoding and then they need matrix switching and a solution, you know, we've seen, you know, Christy solutions where the Phoenix is being used with the Terra, obviously is independent products, but as a solution, right?
Yeah,
but
and you can still control yeah, it with one system and still kind of make it act like one. In fact, at your booth at Infocom, y'all did something super impressive. The entire booth was SDVOE AV over IP, wasn't it?
Yeah, we had, I think it was I think it was 70 endpoints at Infocom that had Terra devices connected to displays and sources. And we're doing the same type of thing in the booth this year. There's a video wall, we have some projection arrays, and we have our, you know, Pandora's box servers delivering a lot of the content. And the Terra system is serving as a switching solution and extension through a vast majority of the booth.
Yeah, that blew my mind because you had a very complicated infrastructure there and it worked flawless. You know, obviously I think front and center was MikroTile's LED. People should get educated because I think the position that Christy has taken is that we want the highest resolution possible. And the only way to get there right now is through SDVOE as far as the platform goes. And I think that's the position that you've taken and the Terra's done very well. And like I said, you're one of the first companies to jump on the AV over IP world. And, you know, I credit Christy a lot for a lot of other companies kind of jumping in the market. I think you sort of set a bar. You could see all the Christy Terra products at ChristyDigital.com. Of course, you can see them at ISE if you're going to be there. We'll actually go to the Christy stand and shoot videos on everything that Carl's talking about and everything they show at the show, all the new products, projectors, displays, and the MikroTile, the new MikroTile's products and the Terra products as well. They're in Hall 1, stand H70. So if you're going to be there, go. Otherwise, type ravepubs.com in your browser. Look for ISE, type in Christy in the video search window, and you can find all of these products. Carl, I really appreciate you joining me. I'm going to link your LinkedIn profile in the description of this podcast.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot, Gary.
Thank you very much. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a great day.